And now, your Spotlight on Creation.
God made the snail to have lungs or gills depending on the type, but all of them have shells. Before hatching, a baby snail grows a protoconch, which is the first component of its shell. The protoconch comes with a small opening or mouth. As the snail grows, the mantle adds new layers of calcium carbonate and proteins to the mouth from below. And the material of the shell hardens as it extends, making the shell grow. Snails can be found on land, at sea, or in fresh waters. And amazingly, God made snails to have a ribbon-like tongue called a radula that contains thousands of microscopic teeth. The radula works like a file, ripping food up into pieces. The majority of snails are herbivores, eating only vegetation such as leaves, stems, and flowers, and some larger varieties and marine-based snails can actually be predatory omnivores or even carnivores. And although most snails are small, the largest living sea snail is called the Syrinx arianus. It's been known to have shells measuring 35 inches in length, and the snail itself can weigh up to 40 pounds. And for anyone who's cleaned up after snails, they can tell you that as snails move along, they leave behind a trail of sticky mucus, which acts as a lubricant to reduce surface friction. Amazingly, God created a gland in the snail's foot that produces this sticky substance to help the snail move along as well as hang upside down because of that sticky slime and because of the suction it creates. Common garden snails have a top speed of about 50 yards per hour, making the snail one of the slowest creatures on Earth. Shining a spotlight on God's creation, this is Pilgrim Radio.